Interpolate or put it just before this at home. Again, I'm necessarily memorializing poem, as I said, in respect of John Wiener's. I think the thing most dramatic about being this age is that one, I think the sense when one's young is that it will be one's own life. You know, gee, I may die. And not to say that that's to be taken lightly, but it will certainly take care of itself. The dilemma is the death of friends, and thus to those who locate you, until one day you recognize there's no one left on earth who remembers, you know, the world as I know it, not to make it more, but no one can share it any longer in that common information. And there's nothing at all that holds or cares or isn't contemptuous of one's life. It's just, hey, wait, you know, that must have been nice then. You know. So I've had all falls. People generously ask me, what were you doing? It's always reading. I was frankly out a great deal on memorials. I mean, I almost became unwittingly a kind of professional mourner, you know, which is, I mean, Kenneth Cope, John, the same time other friends were sadly dying. I mean, at this age, people die. For John Wiener's glass roses is something else hardly expected. And abundance of goodwill, a kind hand, unusual troubles. Do you hear voices all around you, a sort of whispering, echoing silence as if someone had left the window open? Reading those several times with John, we were first in a great hall, the Y uptown, where he said he'd heard Auden read, and now we did, the great velvet curtains, the useful sense of a company in the same place where we now stood, echoing. Then at Bard, first time I'd met Tom Meyer, still a student, and we, John, Bobby, and me, had driven up from New York together, in bleak aftermath of Olson's telling John he was going off with Panna on the phone in the Chelsea, the blasted heath we were leaving behind. Sweet, you might say, impeccable gentleman, like Claude Rains, his Boston accent held each word a particular obligation and value. I see his face as still a young man in San Francisco, hearing him talking with Joanne, hearing him talk with Joe Dunn, with friends. When you are a poet as he was, you have no confusions. You write the words you are given to. You are possessed or protected by a vision. We are not going anywhere. We are somewhere, here, where John is, where he's brought us, much as he might himself this evening, to listen. I think of all the impossible loves of my life, all the edges of feeling, all the helpless reach to others one tried so bitterly to affect, to reach, as one might a hilltop, an edge of sea where the waves can break at last on the shore. I think of just jumping into darkness, into deep water, into nothing one can ever point to as a place out there, just its shadow, a beckoning echo of something, a premonition which does not warn but invites. There is music in pain, but not because of it. Love in each persistent breath. His was the light of the world, a lit match for the whole city burning.